Sunday marked the 100th day of anti-government protests in Venezuela. More than 90 people have died in demonstrations against the socialist government there, which is presiding over a country experiencing economic collapse. Food and medicine are scarce, and a recent report indicates more than 80% of Venezuela's population lives in poverty. It's not just the wealthy who are escaping the misery. Now many of the country's working class and poor, once loyal to the ruling leftist revolution, are fleeing. Tim Padgett from Here and Now contributor WLRN in Miami reports.
Her name is Graylis. She arrived in South Florida 2 months ago from Los Teques, Venezuela, south of Caracas. Her story is typical of recent immigrants from Venezuela, which is suffering the world's worst economic implosion today. Graylis cries as she recalls her children watching neighbors eating food out of a dumpster. I was afraid that was going to happen to us soon, she says, because she had just lost her own job. Graylis worked for a publicity firm printing flyers, but its customers included protesters staging anti-government demonstrations. So Venezuela's socialist revolution shut the company down. Graylis says pro-government thugs came and began roughing her and other employees up. She, her husband, mother-in-law, and 2 boys left for the U.S. using tourist visas they'd gotten a few years ago. Graylis asked us not to use her last name since her asylum request is pending. They're all living in a one-bedroom apartment in Doral, a city just west of Miami, which has become America's largest Venezuelan enclave. Every Thursday, they come to Our Lady of Guadalupe Roman Catholic Church for food and other help. They and scores of other Venezuelan families. It's not unusual for South Florida churches to help migrant laborers from places like Central America. But Guadalupe has never seen a wave of struggling Venezuelan immigrants like these.
Usually they come between 200 and 250.
Fernando Bolaños heads Guadalupe's St. Vincent de Paul Society, which aids the new Venezuelan arrivals. Bolaños is Venezuelan, and as a lawyer who came here a decade ago to escape the revolution, he's typical of the earlier cohort of immigrants. Educated, affluent, self-sufficient. But most newcomers are working-class Venezuelans with few resources at all.
They are really living in poverty. They cannot pay for anything. So people risk everything to come over here.
Bolaños calls them an airborne version of the post-exile wave of Cuban balseros who came here on rafts.
They don't do it in boats, you know, like the Cubans. But you can say they are the balseros by air, okay?
They're a big reason political asylum requests by Venezuelans are at record highs. The UN says last year more than 18,000 Venezuelans sought U.S. asylum, the most from any nation in the world. In the first few months of this year, there was an almost 140% increase over the same period last year.
The revolution is in bankruptcy, doesn't create anything.
Jose Hernandez says the influx of working-class Venezuelans is vivid evidence that bankrupt revolution has failed the population it was supposed to care for most. Hernandez is a former Venezuelan diplomat who lives in Miami and publishes El Venezolano, one of the city's largest Spanish-language newspapers. He recently encountered a group of Venezuelan immigrants living out of a cheap car in a Walmart parking lot in Doral.
4 guys in the car who have contracted the gym very close to them to shower and go to work.
They've since found a small apartment, but Hernandez cites other factors besides economics. Venezuela's regime is now persecuting the working class to try to prevent them from defecting to the opposition. Before, it was mainly the middle and upper classes. As that gets worse, so may the wave of poorer immigrants.
We are going to have the Flights of Liberty that came from Cuba in the 60s.
Hernandez is referring to the Freedom Flights ferrying Cubans to the U.S. as the Cuban Revolution tightened its grip. Last year, the U.S. stopped issuing new visas for Venezuelans because of the overwhelming demand. But many working-class Venezuelans already had U.S. visas they got for tourist travel before Venezuela's economy collapsed, and they're often valid for a decade. As a result,
they arrived to U.S. legally.
Patricia Andrade heads Venezuela Awareness, another organization that aids new Venezuelan immigrants in Doral.
Before, it was like a dream of the Venezuelan to come to U.S. as a tourist, not for staying U.S., and now for leaving U.S.
Ask Angel Lopez. He and his family arrived in Doral just last month from Valencia, Venezuela, where he was a restaurant worker. A few years ago, they came to Florida for this reason. To vacation at Disney World. Now they're applying for asylum.